He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. Arabian proverb.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to this show, everyone. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and today on the show, we're going to get into some staple topics that really are near and true to my heart. On this show, we talk so much about taking charge of your health and also getting to the root cause of disease and dysfunction within your body. Essential oils are just one of those tools to help you on the road to health, but it's really up to you to walk that path. Today's episode, we talk a lot about avoiding chemicals and lowering the toxic load in your home. If that's sort of a new concept to you, or you know it's something that you need to pay attention to, but you're not really sure how to get started, we're putting a link for our free toxin-free home guide down below in the show notes for today's episode. It's got a checklist of top ingredients that you want to avoid in your products. It's got a guide to help you walk through room by room, product by product, and help you assess what your toxic load may be for your home. Again, the link for that, it's called the Toxin-Free Home Guide, is just below in the show notes, and you'll learn a lot more about tips for that and other healthy living tips with essential oils in today's episode. But before we get to the interview, allow me to share my favorite oil from this week. My son, August, he's 8 years old. He's just one of the most precious kids on this planet. But poor buddy, we've been working and working on trying to get him to slow down when he eats. I don't know for other moms out there, if you have kids who just literally inhale their food. That is what my son August likes to do, and so sometimes he does it so quickly that he gives himself a stomach ache pretty bad. So one night he was having a really tough time going to bed because his stomach hurt too much, and the one kind of stern parent side of me goes, "That's what you get for eating too fast. I tell you to slow down every time." And then of course the other nurturing side of me goes, "Poor buddy, let me get my oils out." So I broke out the Digize essential oil. This is a staple must-have on every essential oil shelf. It's Digize essential oil. It's a blend from Young Living that contains tarragon, ginger, peppermint, juniper, fennel, lemongrass, anise, and patchouli. Lots of very calmative, warming, digestive type herbs mixed into this one blend. So broke it out, diluted it, rubbed it on his belly, let him just calm down, and it helped him a bunch. And then before I walked away, he goes, "Mom, can I have the lavender too?" Which was so sweet. So of course I gave him the lavender, and he just really loves to smell it. It calms him down. It makes him happy. So I just put a drop on his pillow, kind of near where his nose would get a nice good whiff of it. And then I never had to go back in the room. So he was coming in and out a bunch. Finally gave him the Digize. He asked for the lavender, gave him that and let him smell that. And then he was good for the rest of the night. So thank you to those two oils this week. Now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Laura Clay from Bradenton, Florida. And her recipe is called Feel Good, Smell Happy. To make the Feel Good, Smell Happy blend, combine 7 drops bergamot essential oil, 6 drops marjoram, 3 drops tea tree, 3 drops lemon, and 2 drops grapefruit essential oils. You can turn that into a roller ball or put it into your diffuser to, as Laura says, feel good and smell happy. Thanks for your recipe, Laura. If you have your own recipe to send into our show, just email it to us at diy@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Now, on to the show.
I'm here with Dr. Greg Barnes. He's a chiropractor, a doctor of natural medicine, functional medicine practitioner, and has his doctorate of pastoral science. He loves helping patients get to the root cause of their health problems. Even more, he loves helping families prevent illness, symptoms, and disease. So, Greg, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You have such an interesting background with so many different experiences. So I'd love if you could give us sort of the Cliff Notes version of your story and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was helped by a chiropractor at a pretty young age, and that's sort of what set me on my journey. I think probably from your experience too, you know, that's one of the best ways to get into something, especially, you know, the natural health world is by, you know, personal experience. And when I got to school, I just really became obsessed with all things natural health and living and the lifestyle. And, you know, upon graduating and moving to Raleigh and opening up my own clinic, I mean, I really just feel like I love learning. So one of the easiest ways to kind of have a structured way of doing that is just keep going for more degrees and certifications. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, you know, how that goes. And really too, I mean, in my practice, I take, you know, learning very seriously in from the standpoint of, I can't tell you how many times I've, you know, watched an hour or 2 hour lecture, and you know, spending that time helped me like figure out, this is exactly what this, you know, a person's name will literally pop into my head, and like, this is exact, I needed to listen to this for this patient right here. Mm-hmm. So I just became obsessed with, you know, that, and you know, I'm grateful that we live in a world where we can access information so easily. So
much information. It can be a little overwhelming,
yeah,
too.
It can be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and that's why it's so wonderful to have healing practitioners like you out there who can work with patients one-on-one and sort of be that buffer between all the information in the world and that patient, right? Because that's your
right.
job. You get to, you know, take it all in, consume all that information, and then, you know, help your patients find the right path for them just based on all that knowledge base. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So glad you do what you do. You said that you had an experience as a younger child, was it, that you were healed?
Yeah, I was in middle school. Yeah, I injured my neck playing basketball, and after failed attempts from, you know, muscle relaxants and ibuprofen and, you know, stretching and ice didn't really work. Finally, my parents were sort of like, well, we've tried everything else, I guess we'll go to a chiropractor. And I literally not even heard of one at that point.
Right.
And, you know, he was able to help my neck, you know, which I thought was cool. But the cooler part for me was as I was under care longer, I suffered from debilitating allergies. I mean, we're talking, I'd be shooting Nasonex all day, every day. I'd carry a bottle in my pocket. I'd be slamming Allegra and Claritin throughout the day, you know, on top of all that. And I vividly remember waking up one morning, and I like reached over from my nightstand to grab my Nasonex, because I would always do that right before I got out of bed, and I could breathe. And all of a sudden I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And over time I was able to really link that with chiropractic, and I, you know, I was like, well, if chiropractic can help neck pain and allergies, there's like millions of people that suffer from those. So that seems like a good business to get into. And then it really just, you know, evolved into this much more comprehensive understanding of the body and health and all that.
Yeah. So a term that you use a lot is interference-free. So you talk mm-hmm. about, you know, how to help people live an interference-free life. I'd love for you to explain what that means to you and how you educate your people on that.
You know, we live in a world right now where, unfortunately, before even birth takes place, I mean, we're talking like in the womb, the Environmental Working Group is, you know, one of the foremost, you know, just organizations on looking at environmental toxicity. And, you know, they have done studies and found that children at birth already have the presence of hundreds of chemicals in their bloodstream,
right.
Many of which are linked to being carcinogenic. So, you know, just if we even stopped right there, it's no surprise then that pediatric cancer is absolutely skyrocketing over the last 30 years. And then, you know, from there, it goes to the lotions that we use on our children, the harsh chemicals that are used, the harsh chemicals that are in the environment, and, you know, in many cases, a harsh amount of chemicals injected straight into the bloodstream, and, you know, medications. And then, you know, the foods that are really more commonplace, certain formula. And I could go all the way up through the course of our life. I mean, really everything that we, it's just an onslaught of things that interfere with our ability to be healthy. And one of the biggest things is that, you know, and I feel blessed to be trained like this from a chiropractic standpoint, and not that it's unique to chiropractic, but I just really think this way, is that the being healthy is the default natural state. When we think about, you know, when we live in 2020, like health has sort of become this like thing that really requires a lot of work, and it seems almost unattainable in many places. But we have, if we go back to the basics, it's actually the default state. It's that there's things that are interfering with our ability to be in that default state. So we really just work on, and I'm just big on helping people, you know, strip away the things that are creating interference in their bodies and their health and preventing them from healing. Because when you do that, miracles happen. And really, I say miracles, it's like, well, really, it's like things that would not have had to happen in the first place had the interference not been there from the start.
Right. We always say that essential oils don't heal. They allow the body to sort of unlock and know how to heal itself, because that's what your body is designed to do. Your
Exactly.
body really is designed to keep you well and keep yourself healthy. But as you said, we live in this world, this full of interferences from even before birth. You know, that famous study that was done on the cord blood and found
cord blood, yep.
Yes, hundreds, I think it was over 200, you know, toxic carcinogenic chemicals that we're born with. And then, as you say, we grow up and it's every aspect of our lives, especially here in America, where junk food, food dyes, coloring, the chemicals that are in our cleaners, everything. It's just, unless you are extremely vigilant from birth and you have parents who are extremely vigilant right from the start, even then it's almost impossible to not come across these interferences. And that's okay to a certain point, because, you know, our bodies are designed to handle it. We have
Correct.
Organs in our body that are designed to take in a certain level of pollutants and toxins and things. So, you know, we don't have to live in bubbles. We don't have to live in the Garden of Eden to be well. I think it's pretty like awesome if you look at the, you know, humans in general, how okay we're doing in respect to just how much we're constantly bombarding our bodies with so many interferences. But it's just gotten to the point now where I feel like, just as an example, like you said, pediatric cancer skyrocketing, you know, breast cancer, our treatments are getting better, but our numbers are not, right? They're mm-hmm. just going up and up and up. So yeah, it's interesting. And essential oils, what we focus on this show, is just one tool out there to help you with these interferences. The easiest place to start, I always say, is just looking at your products that you have in your home.
100%.
You know, your soap, your shampoo, your household cleaner, your whatever, all of these things can either be DIY'd with essential oils and you can make mm-hmm. your own. You'll save a ton of money when you do. Or you can find a good quality essential oil-based product. If you don't feel like DIYing it, that's fine too. There's a lot of good options out there. How much work around essential oils do you do with your patients?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like the most knowledgeable person, you know, in the world with them. But what my greatest appreciation that, you know, really, I would say, you know, I've been in practice for 11 years. And I'd say in the last, you know, 5 or 6, especially, is the ability to educate a patient on, and just we'll use household cleaners as an example. You know, hey, you know, these things that you're using are making you sick. They're disrupting. They're putting extra toxic burden on your body that really doesn't have to be. And what I have great appreciation for as a practitioner is, you know, no longer having to find a product necessarily, like hopefully they're near Whole Foods or someplace that might have something that's natural, but really just the easy access for people to get like the thieves cleaners, and the like. So it's just, it's really made a lot of what I like to call lateral shifts, right? So it's like, well, you're already buying cleaning products. So if you just bought these ones instead, you're going to make your life a lot easier and a lot healthier.
Right.
So it really helps. I really find that, you know, from a clinical perspective, it's really helpful for people in making their lateral shifts. I'm kind of like, I don't try to be a master of everything. So it's what's always nice then is like when you kind of toss someone over to someone like, hey, and while you're at it, ask them about personal care products and other ways that you can, you know. So I really leave it up to the the experts in the educational process of it. So it's more of like a kind of tee them up, if you will, and let the people that are really knowledgeable go to town. But in our clinic, we use them for, you know, for cleaning. We diffuse them in our office too, because I really feel like environment, and not just like, you know, like, but like it creates energy, right, in the office. And, you know, it's so fun to like have patients come into the office and they'll like smell and they'll smile and they're like, oh, they like, what do we got brewing today? You know? And it's
right.
just kind of fun to share, you know, share with them and, you know, let them take it from there.
Yeah. I imagine that if your patients are in a more relaxed state going into, they're probably a little more receptive to the treatment too.
That's right. 100%.
Yeah. It's nice to walk into an office, especially I imagine for a first timer, they might be a little nervous too. Like just these little
yeah.
things that we can do to help, you know, make the environment a little bit better. What would you say is like your patient's favorite scent every time that everyone's like, I love this one?
Oh, well, you know, we're coming up on it. And I think, you know, Christmas spirit, you can't go wrong with that one. So, I mean, even if you're diffusing that in April, I think that can still bring a smile to someone's face.
Yeah, absolutely. Christmas spirit, an absolute favorite blend for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And peppermint's a favorite one too. I mean, the little rollers, and you know, it's like you never feel worse when you rub some peppermint on your neck, you know, like that just, you never go wrong with that one.
So Greg, you talk a lot about focusing on the root cause of people's health problems. And I feel like this is something that has been lost in a lot of modern day medicine. Would you agree?
Yeah. It's like when you were talking about, you know, treatments of cancer, you know, if we're really simplifying that, what we've with improved treatments, what we've gotten better at doing is treating the symptoms related to cancer,
mm-hmm.
Whether that being the tumors that are growing, or, you know, the metastasis, the abnormal cells, we've gotten better at treating the symptoms related to autoimmune conditions. Heart disease. We've gotten better at treating the symptoms related to anxiety and depression, but we've moved so far in the pursuit of that. And they have moved so far away in the pursuit of symptom management, really symptom suppression is a better way of saying it, that we've really lost the core. You know, medicine used to be a healing art. I mean, if you think back 100 years ago, they were using herbs and they were using plants and they were using, you know, maybe a little bit longer than that, but not too far off from that. And now it's, you know, and what's funny is if you actually look at pharmaceuticals, really the majority of the formulations are a synthetic form of what something already existed in nature, and they just sort of figured out how to make it work quicker or more powerful. But unfortunately there's consequence when you take something and you manipulate it away from what the original intention was, or we're so good at mucking things up, you know, that have already been there for us and existed for us since the beginning of time.
Right. Yeah, just as an example, especially in the essential oil world, this happens a ton with synthetic fragrance, right?
Right.
So, you know, people are like, oh, lavender is really popular. Well, distilling a good quality natural lavender that comes just from the plant, where you distill it and you're capturing all the complex molecules that are in that essential oil. There's a synergy that happens there. There's
mm-hmm.
all of these, you know, components that we haven't even discovered all of the compounds that are within, you know, just a lavender oil. And they're all working together and doing all these amazing things when they enter your body. But then these synthetic fragrances, these people are like, well, let me just isolate this one terpene that's inside
right.
this essential oil. Let me just extract that. And now, oh, let me see if I can manufacture this with some petroleum-based chemicals.
That's
and
right.
so, okay, it's kind of smelling like lavender, kind of. I mean, if you have a trained nose, you can spot the difference really easily. But when you isolate it and you have just this one synthetically derived terpene now,
your body is not going to get any sort of health benefit from it. In fact, usually most people, this is why a lot of people are like, oh no, I don't want to try essential oils. They make me, you know, sneeze. I'm allergic to them. Well, it's probably because you've been smelling these synthetic fragrances. Like, you know, anyone like me, I close my nose and try not to breathe when I walk past the perfume aisles in the mall, right? Yeah, because it's just not the same. And so, yeah, similar with pharmaceuticals, these things that have been extracted and isolated, they might be really good at doing this one thing, like smell kind of like lavender, or, you know, lower your cholesterol or something, but there's no synergy, there's no harmony there, and there's always going to be a consequence. Now, they can be life-saving. I want to say that. I don't want to, poo-poo all modern medicine. Absolutely can be life-saving, but there's just so much more to the story. And that's something that, you know, I think chiropractors are really good at looking at. And a phrase that you like to use sometimes, honoring the wisdom of the body.
Yeah.
It's so important, you know, when you're dealing with people who maybe aren't quite used to phrases like that, you know, how do you explain to them how to honor the wisdom of their bodies?
Yeah, I always, you know, and it's a great question, and it's kind of a loaded statement in a good way, if you will, because there's wisdom is a word that it feels like this world is lacking a lot of right now in more ways than just healthcare. And so, you know, when you use the word wisdom, people kind of look at you like a dog, like that you're asking them a question. They sort of like cock their head. It's like, well, what do you mean by that? And, you know, wisdom is different than knowledge, or even more specifically, I should say information. You know, we live in a time when information, we've never had greater access of information. I mean, in a daily basis, a human being will process more bits of information than, you know, a person living in the 1400s would have processed in their lifetime,
right,
as far as just a different amount of information. And so, as we were saying in the beginning, just like it can be so overwhelming, but, you know,
it can
wisdom
really tax your adrenals too, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, in the chiropractic world, we use the word innate, okay, which means inborn, right? There's this innate intelligence, this innate wisdom that is regulating, it's running, it's guiding your entire processes, your stomach digesting your breakfast or getting ready for lunch. It's happening right now without you thinking about it. Your heart is beating without you having to think. I mean, like, when's the last time you thought about your lungs breathing? It's not like you go to bed at nighttime and be like, okay, lungs, remember to breathe, you know, in the middle of the night while I sleep. There's
until
your hormones.
Something goes wrong and then we're like, what's going on here, right?
Correct. And then we go into, you know, fight or flight mode. And you know, again, usually, unfortunately for most people, look into symptom, you know, what's the symptom? How do I suppress that or treat that? So it just kind of goes back to that. Our body knows what we're doing. And really even that wisdom, we have to sometimes remember that oftentimes the wisdom that the body has may be expressed in a way that we may not like, for example, but it's necessary. So if you ate bad sushi and you're up puking and having diarrhea all night, that's your body expressing and demonstrating the wisdom that you have, because although it's not pleasant while it's happening, it's getting rid of toxins that would otherwise make you sicker or potentially kill you. A fever is another good example. You know, we need to honor a fever when that happens. When your body temperature, your child's temperature goes up to 101, 102, 103, and, you know, there's even research that shows I can go as high as 106 without having consequences. Now that we know, I mean, viruses and bacteria are not able to readily survive at those temperatures. Well, it's your body turning up the heat literally to kill that off. It's if you breathe in something that, well, for a lot of times, as you mentioned, right, those synthetic fragrances, and you sneeze, I mean, well, that's your body sensing this does not belong in my, you know, olfactory canal, right, or going anywhere near my brain. And so I'm going to expel this with the greatest, you know, velocity and speed that I possibly can. And I could go on and on and on. I think you get it. But that's what we talk about, the wisdom of the body, is that the body knows, right? And the body remembers, right? So when we talk about, you know, immunity, when we get exposed to things naturally, well, we create lifelong immunity. We create long-term immunity through antibodies and T helper cells when it's done the proper way. And so that's what I guess in a nutshell, if you will, what we mean by, you know, the wisdom of the body. And we just have to remember that it's human beings, you know, our species has been around longer than our individual selves have been on this planet. And we've been learning and it's been, you know, growing and evolving and changing. So we can't forget about that. You know, the immune system is amazing. The nervous system is amazing. And, you know, there's lots of things that we've survived as a species because our body has that wisdom.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me a bit about childbirth as well. I used to work a lot in that area and work with families and women going through pregnancy and childbirth. And so many of my students and my clients had this just sort of base comfort in knowing that, well, you know what, babies have been being born since the dawn of humanity, right? Like, we've been doing this for such a long time. So my body's just gonna know what to do, right? And it's absolutely true. Now, there's a lot of fear around that, and there's, you know, a lot of, we can get in our heads a lot and cause a lot of fear and anxiety, which can shut down that process. But it's interesting that really at the base of most of the women I've worked with, they always come to that realization at one point of like, oh, you know what, my body just knows what to do. And
that's right.
I like to think of that as the body's innate wisdom. I've never really put that word to it, but that's exactly what it is. So if you can trust that and let your body do what it needs to do, you know, usually things go pretty well. And sometimes we just need to offer a few tools along the path to let our bodies just do what they're designed to do.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Greg, you work with a lot of families, and I'm curious if 2020 has changed anything about the work that you do or has changed the needs that you're seeing in these families.
Yeah, I think What 2020, so it's been interesting. I've had, I mean, we've always been a family practice, but I've had a larger a percentage, if you will, of families entering our practice. And I think that now more than ever, there were a very large amount of people that were kind of, let's say, on the fence, meaning it's like they sort of dabbled in the natural world. They might have gotten adjusted every now and then. They might have used a few essential oils here and there, taken a few supplements here and there. But I think, you know, 2020 has been a polarizing year, in some ways good, you know, or some most ways bad, but some ways good. And I really found that a lot of people that were on the fence have really just thrust themselves into this way of living, this holistic way of living, if you will, you know, out of necessity. I think COVID was a big wake-up call for people to realize, like, how well is our family suited if we ever, you know, confronted this virus or a virus like that. I think it just really made people take, you know, status of their health. Sometimes, you know, maybe they were around their kids more, or they were, you know, not traveling as much. So it kind of gave them a clear headspace to really do that sort of self-evaluation, which is so healthy. And it's really, it's a nonstop process. And so we've had a blessing of just serving way more families. And I think people that were previously not receptive, not so much they didn't want to, but they were just too busy. They had too many things in the way, are really waking up. So I think there's never been a better time to be in the space, you know, that, you know, I can say that we are, you know, me and you and others like it, because families are really craving that certainty. They're looking for a certain person, an authority figure, if you will, that's willing to stand in the gap and say, like, hey, I can't promise you anything, but I feel really confident about what we're doing over here. And I can promise you that if you're over here, you're going to be better off than if you weren't. And people just, they want that certainty right now. And it's, you know, it's up to leaders like us to really provide that and just be willing to go out on a limb and, you know, go against the grain, if you will, swim upstream.
Yeah, I always like to view it as, from the start, from when I started this podcast, I wanted it to just be a form of empowerment for people, because mm-hmm. part of that is education. You know, if you can teach yourself how to use essential oils or other natural tools, then you now have that knowledge. You are now empowered to make choices, and you can keep these tools in your home. You don't have to go to the doctor to get a lavender oil, right?
That's right.
You don't have to call your doctor when your kid has, you know, a fever or a headache and give them a little peppermint, and or if their belly hurts, you know, give them some Digize. Like, it's so empowering to have choices and to have choices that you're in control of. And yeah, I feel like when the pandemic hit, there was just a lot of that feeling of helplessness of like, well, gosh, there's this really big, scary thing happening. The doctors don't know what to do. There is no easy answer for this. And so yeah, a lot of people were like, well, what can I do? And there's so much you can do, right? There's so much you can do. You just have to be willing to, you know, educate yourself and get the tools that you need.
That's right.
Well, this has been really fun, Greg. Is there any one last piece of advice you want to give to the listeners out there around interference-free living?
Yeah, I think my motto over the last couple of years that I've taken on personally and really tried to instill in my patients and the people that I come across with is never stop asking the question, you know, what's next, and what, meaning what's the next thing I can explore? What's the next area of my life, my health, my marriage, my finances, my spirituality? What's the next thing that I can do? And, you know, more than ever, especially the more that I learn about, you know, functional medicine and in chiropractic and just how doctor, all these things come together, is that there is so much more out there. And the deeper you push into it, the more you're going to get out of it. And you're never going to arrive and truthfully say like, oh, well, now I've reached the pinnacle, you know, of being healthy. There's always layers of interference that you can uncover or things that you can add in. So I think that's just a very healthy question to always be asking for yourself, for your children, for your family of, you know, what's next.
Right. Exactly. Well, this has been wonderful, Greg. I love that. And I don't know if you're a Frozen fan or if you have kids, but we always sing that, the one from Frozen 2, where Anna's saying, do the next right thing. Right. And this comes up.
Yeah. I literally just listened to that in the car with my children yesterday. Yep.
It comes up all the time. I'm like, well, just do the next right thing. Right. It's so perfect.
Great, simple advice.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Greg, before you go, we have to ask you our closing questions. And okay. The first one is, what's one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I, you know, this would be considered healthy for most, but I'm just going to be totally honest. Drinking a nice or several nice cups of organic coffee is one of mine. And there is actually a lot of health benefits in there, but I think, you know, that part of that is my ritual and my routine. So I think finding a ritual and a routine is so important. You start your day right, it's going to always go better. And, you know, fueling your body with clean foods. I mean, those are things that I prioritize every, you know, single day as well. I mean, food is fun too, but more often food is fuel for me and helping me serve my patients, serve my mission, you know, serve my family. So those are my two things, which I guess is kind of the same, but you know.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Really, I mean, and I'm not just saying this because of the context that we're talking about, but finding products that you use every single day that you can make cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Deodorant, toothpaste, shampoo, you know, what you're cleaning your kitchen with, you know, hopefully you're cleaning your kitchen every single day, all those things, change those up because you're going to dramatically reduce your toxic burden over days, weeks, months, years, and then even into decades.
Right, exactly. And it doesn't have to be all at once. It can just be, you know, one baby step at a time. That's what I always encourage people to do. And if you need help with this, I'll throw out, I've got a free resource out there. We'll put a link to that just below the show notes here too. It's my tox-free home guide. So if you need a little help and hand-holding and knowing what to look for, I list out like the top 15 chemical culprits that you'll want to avoid, teach you how to be a label ninja, as I like to say, you know, learning how to read labels and knowing, is this product safe for me or not? And then tons of options for how to replace those toxin things that you might be using that you might not even realize are harming your health. So thank you so much, Greg. This is such great advice. And I always love hearing the perspective of chiropractors and natural healers out there. If people want to connect with you further, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way would be social media. You just on Facebook, particular, is where I'm most active. So if they just search Dr. Greg Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, you'll find, you know, my page, my Facebook profile, all that stuff. So, yep.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Greg. I really appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
You got it.
That's all for today. If you're looking for any of the links or resources we talked about in today's episode, just look below in the show notes wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you haven't left a rating and review for us yet on iTunes or wherever you listen, we would greatly appreciate your feedback. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you again here next week for a new episode on the Essential Oil Revolution. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.